You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
They said two heads were better than one, and somehow John and Gordy proved them wrong. Welcome to the Talk of the Town. It's the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
Hey now!
Ho, hey!
Yeah, it's time for John and Gordy in the morning. Gordy is back again.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Well,
how you doing?
Big happy Friday to you.
Did you miss me?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, sure.
Missed you a whole bunch,
yeah,
man.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Well,
crazy couple of days around here, huh?
Yeah, it was a jam-packed studio for the last couple of days.
Was it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, we had quite a few guests, and it was wonderful having two of the members of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign in the studio at the very same time. I thought there was going to be an explosion.
Was there a fist fight that broke out or something?
I ran it better than you. But I think they're both worried about just being taken away by ICE or something.
Maybe so. Well, as you guys mentioned, I was down in Chicago in a pup tent at Grant Park.
How did that protest go for you?
It was great.
You were the guy in the chicken outfit?
I was the guy in the chicken outfit dancing around. And, everything went very, very well. But I miss you guys. Dom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
This is just ridiculous.
Everybody's great. That's good.
I had to do the intros and outros, you know. It was a tough day for me. Two days. Ooh.
It was the most cues I've ever had to do in my life. You know, my hand was everywhere.
Really?
You know, you're sitting in there doing that stuff, you know. I can see you, peripheral vision, they call it.
Right.
I can see you doing
it. But you don't pay any attention to it.
No, I do.
Do you?
Well, I'm pretty good at this stuff now.
No, yeah, definitely. It was good.
I'm getting better.
That's all good.
Can we explain why you're?
What? Explain why? Why it was gone?
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I mean, for the main reason, really, why you were gone. Can we tell people about why?
I'd rather it be a mystery. I think it should be a mystery.
Okay. Other than that, what is the big event in your life going on right now, Gordy?
I'm moving.
There you go.
There.
All right.
So I'm moving from one side of town to the other.
You are. Yeah.
It's a big move.
You had a prime. You had a prime location right next to the hospital.
Yeah.
At our age, being next to the hospital is always a benefit.
Yeah. I kind of got tired of the helicopters flying overhead and the ambulances and the police sirens
and the endless stream of nurses walking by. Right.
Well, that was I could get used to.
Wasn't there a high school over there too? I mean,
yes,
students.
Madison West High School. Yeah, they're all over the place, and a lot of college students and everything. No, it's a great neighborhood. It's a Regent neighborhood. Beautiful neighborhood. Wonderful.
Well, you were forced to move. They didn't like you.
No, they are selling the house.
Oh, they're selling the house. That's right.
What?
Yeah, they are. That's what they said. Now I think they've changed their mind. They're going to rent it out again. I don't know.
You're not sure.
Meanwhile, no, I found another place, and it was a little, I love the neighborhood. A little busy traffic-wise.
Your neighbors, do they know that you're...
Well, they know now. They were very nice. I think they're down in... They might be traveling right now. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
They might be down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
But, they were great to me. And all the other neighbors that I met, none of them. So anybody be neighborly anymore with anybody?
That doesn't happen anymore.
Pretty much everybody's isolated.
Everybody
themselves.
Is.
Everybody. Yeah. They don't even know who lives next door.
I think that political division is really kind of at the bottom of all of this. Not that it crops up in our conversations with the neighbors whenever we run into them. But I think somewhere in there, they don't want to broach the subject. They don't want it to come up. So everybody just stays in their home and, peers at the window wondering what you're doing out there in the yard.
Do you know your next door neighbors?
I have talked to them.
Do you know their names?
Yes.
Do you? Okay. Well, that's, you've lived there 30-plus years, right?
No, they haven't lived there for 30-plus years. Ah. Yeah, okay. We've had in-and-out neighbors next door for a long period of time. I don't know why, but these, I think the neighbors that I have now will probably be there for a long, long time.
How long have you been there?
But, well, since 96.
Wow. 38 years, yeah. Something like that?
Yeah.
I can't do the math.
My neighbors, 39. I mean, I have neighbors on each side. Yeah. I just moved like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
I know them. They hate us.
I've had How do you know that?
I've had two noise complaints from them, yeah. From our right
About
neighbors.
That's bad.
Well, yeah. you guys are partying day and night. What do you expect?
This is not true.
Really?
The only reason I can say why we got the noise complaint was because a mirror fell. And so then they did the noise complaint there. And I was like, come on, man. I was moving.
Well, that's ridiculous. So, you know, things do fall.
Exactly.
And you expect something like that every once in a while. From people upstairs or next door. Well, that's a little unusual. I think they're out to get you.
I think they are.
Well, that's how long have you lived there now? You just moved recently,
four,
right?
Yeah, 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah, here for four yeah. months.
Yeah. Moved there from
Oshkosh.
Oshkosh.
Oh, Oshkosh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, that's for this job.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
yes.
good.
Yes.
How's it working out so far?
Ain't worked out, has it?
Yeah, not yet. You know.
He's ready to walk.
He's doing fine.
But he's got rent to pay, so he can't take off right away.
Going back to Oshkosh.
Yeah. What the hell was I doing?
What do they have in Oshkosh besides the bib overalls? I mean, I think it's a good question. What?
Osh Vegas? They have Osh Vegas?
Osh Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, you heard mention it, for the air show.
Yep. Oh, sure.
Okay. It's right across the street, so Osh Vegas is just it's a building.
It's always popping, you know?
What is it, a convenience store?
It's like a convenience store, yeah. It's a little like, it's like a rundown convenience store.
Really? It is.
Oh, man.
And everybody goes there. I mean, you can't. Get a better name than Osh Vegas.
You cannot.
I've been to Osh Vegas. They must have bumper stickers. I assume they do.
That'd be great.
We were in there one time,
yeah?
And I never went back. Only one time. I was there for 4 years.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Was it horrible?
It was just, I mean, I could have gone to Aldi and be okay.
Well, look, that's a Republican area. They have a lot of porn shops up there.
Yeah,
so,
okay. Well,
you know, do they have porn in there?
I didn't check that. But.
It's weird. You know, they have all these big billboards, you know, porn here, porn there, get more porn here.
Open 24 hours.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is like Bible Belt area of Wisconsin, yeah. Right? We don't have billboards like that in Madison or Milwaukee or any place that I've seen. It's all in the Apple Valley up there.
Up north.
Yeah.
Up north there, hey. Hey, you ready for the weather for today? You got this fired up here? Okay.
What will the weather be like today?
Wow.
What will the weather people have to say?
It's a little busty, isn't it?
Will it be hot
I think
or
she's
cold?
Drunk.
Will there be rain or snow?
Wow.
Will the sun come out today?
Yeah, baby.
WMDX weather.
Wow.
WMDX weather.
Okay.
Oh, God. That is,
isn't that great?
Wow, that is really hot.
That'll get you going in the morning. Yeah, well, it's cloudy out there this morning.
And that's it. Okay, now let's move on to the next thing.
We'll see a little bit of sunshine. We had a little rain overnight and earlier this morning. Looks like we're mostly clearing out of the rain. Highs near 70 this afternoon.
So we have a pellet grill. They're wonderful. Yeah. They're great. And they really add a tremendous amount of flavor to the meat and whatever you're grilling out there on it. And I kept telling Ann last night. She was watching the Cubs, right?
Yes,
and
Cubs win.
She's settled in, and boy, she's, you know, all energized. They're winning, and they're hitting home runs.
Yeah.
And then I come out twice now, you know, before I went to bed. And I said, you know, don't forget, you know, put the cover on the pellet grill tonight. It's going to rain probably, you know.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, yeah, no problem. And then I had to get up, and I got back into the living room. And I said, now, don't forget, because I can see her all energized over the Cubs and not even paying attention to me.
Yeah.
I said, don't forget. Oh, yeah, I've got that, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't covered this morning. Last night when I got up about 1 or 2. So I had to get my robe on. I had to go outside, put the cover on the damn thing because she didn't think about it. She was so happy that the Cubs won. My God, you know, get a life.
No, wait. It's now down to one more game.
It is.
One game to decide it tomorrow, and then they're back at AmFam Field. So, yeah.
Well, the thing, with the thing with the pellet grill, you know, they're plugged in.
Oh.
So you don't want rain.
Really?
I mean, it is pretty waterproof, but you really do want to cover it anyway.
Sure.
For the gizmos and gadgets that are inside this damn thing. There's timers and sensors and everything else you can think of.
How much did you use it this summer?
A lot.
Did you really?
A whole lot.
Yeah.
We're getting a replacement grill cover inside the grill itself. You can move the plates back and forth in order for direct grilling or indirect grilling. And that is so covered up with fat and char and whatever. We bought a new one and we'll put it in for next year.
Okay, good.
But it's an amazing thing because, you know, these little pellets, these pellet drops right in front of this very hot electrode.
Mm.
And it just burns instantly and it sends off the smoke. And that's how it works. It's not like this big plate of grill, you know. Mm. It's small and it's just right there. And it chars so fast and so quickly that it powders. It instantly powders up. But that powder builds up and then you have to vacuum the stuff out. Mm. So.
Do you use flavored pellets? Is that the idea?
Yes, yes.
What flavor do you prefer?
Well, we like the hickory pellets. Those are the best. Yeah. They have a whole bunch of, you know, apple wood and stuff like that. But the hickory, my wife tends to like more than all the other ones. And they have a combination as well. You can get all these different flavors all together. But, the hickory is good.
Yeah? You like that.
Old hickory.
Old hickory. Okay. That's good. All right.
Well, thanks for asking, though.
Did you mention the sunrise and sunset times? Because there are people on the edge of their chair waiting to find that out.
I think I mentioned it yesterday, but...
you haven't mentioned it this morning.
I have not. Yeah, so 7:06 is sunrise time.
Okay.
And then 6:23, the sun goes down.
Okay.
Tonight.
Very good. Well, we've got Pam Yonke coming up in just a couple of minutes with the the Midwest Food and Farm Report preview and what's happening agriculturally around our state. Also, Rocker will be in with the Max Inc. preview, some great local music and what's happening around some of the venues. And Savannah Tomei Olson will be checking in a little while with some news headlines.
Yeah, I had this horrible experience yesterday driving into work. I didn't bring it up yesterday because I was traumatized. But there was this tiny little spider inside of the windshield.
On the space car?
And it was crawling up. You know, and I'm thinking, is that going to be right above my head soon or not?
Oh, man.
And I was, you know, driving all the way in watching this damn spider. You know, these car spiders are... crazy, aren't
they? Where do they come from?
What are they doing?
How do they get in the car?
Found a great spot inside a car.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
You have a lot of those?
No. This is the very first car spider I've seen in my fantastic space car.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you better get it fumigated or you're going to have more spiders in there.
Yep.
Okay. 19 past the hour. Pam Yonke right around the corner. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee. And you will be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Goose Step Mama on the cover chart. Goose Step Mama taken by and large. While
you tinker with some tailor? Someone sold you to a sailor. Goosestep Mama.
Oh, yeah. Goosestep Mama. This is John Cordy in the morning. And Gordy is back again. Dom at the controls. Catherine keeps wondering what those pellets look like in my pellet grill. And I didn't think something like this was going to take off. I said, well, you know, people want to buy charcoal. They want to buy the wood and do the smoking that way and not get these pellets. And then, of course, you know, the pellet companies go out of business. They leave you high and dry with a pellet grill. But no, it took off, and I'm really glad we got this thing. And the pellets are very small. They're like normal pellets that you feed animals with, and and they're smooth. Okay.
And she asked what color.
Well,
they're
brown, or you know, wood colored. Okay. My God.
All kinds of questions about the pellets.
I'm not going to sit there and burn colors. You know, dangerous colors.
It is 6:24. Weather today, cool this morning, 52 degrees. We had some sprinkles and showers a little while ago, and it looks like most of that's out of here. We'll see high near 70. Time now for Pam Yockey, the fabulous farm babe, to join us. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. And pellets in my world are completely different, fellas, than what you find firing your grill.
Yeah.
Maybe the same color, maybe smooth, maybe the same size, but origins definitely different in my world.
Animal. Okay, pellet. Now I've got it. Look, I know that they used to feed animals some of these pellets. You know, I remember dipping in and helping feed sheep or something. I can't remember who I was feeding at the time. Maybe some kids.
What?
I'm sure they didn't like it. Okay, look, Pam, before I go off on some kind of tangent here, which I have no idea why I'm doing this, let's talk about something really wild, and no one ever really thinks about this, but it's Lights Out Wisconsin. That's tonight to save birds. Tell us a little bit about this.
I don't think I ever realized. I knew that Wisconsin is a major artery as far as migratory birds going over the state, but the Save Our Songbirds folks in Wisconsin are trying to draw awareness to how many birds actually fly over Wisconsin, and they fly at night. So they're estimating that tonight, somewhere in the neighborhood of 26.3 million birds will be over Wisconsin as they try to migrate south. And they're asking people to turn off outdoor lights from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, because they say that these artificial lights can actually disorient the birds. It can make them come into urban areas where they have a whole lot more risks of being hurt, damaged, or killed, especially from window collisions. Because when they see those lights reflecting off glass, it just goofs them up. And I know I found a songbird by our radio building the other day that just ran into the glass. So the goal is to try to minimize that reflection, to keep them on their patterns outside of urban areas. And they say the best way you can do that is shut off your outdoor lights. They even suggest that if you can, you know, pull your drapes or something like that, if you're a night owl, something like that, anything to just kind of allow them to use the night skies, the stars, the moon, what have you, to guide them on their path. But yeah, that number blows my mind. 21.3 million birds just in one night over Wisconsin, or 26.3, I should say. It just creates a whole visual. You know, John's worried about his spider in his car, and now I'm reliving Alfred Hitchcock in my backyard, you know?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. 26 million all in one night. I mean, there's got to be.
Not just one night.
It's not just one night, though, is it? Really?
It is one night.
Oh, it is
one night, boys.
Wow.
Now stop and think about they don't all get the email that says, okay, everybody, formation tomorrow night. No. And that, again, just begs the question about how many birds fly over. I mean, if you stop and think about a city park and all the Canadian geese that are now our residents, now imagine 26.3 of that assorted type bird over Wisconsin tonight. Yeah. And that's, again, you know, the other story we were talking about, and we'll get to or not get to. You know, they're back doing the high path avian influenza. They suspended poultry shows in Jefferson, Waukesha, Walworth, and Rock County because these birds are not just flying. They are leaving the wood pellets behind, and that turns into high path avian influenza. So, like I said, it's kind of a twofold deal just to raise awareness on how many birds are over the state of Wisconsin. And like I said, that's going to be tonight from about 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., 26.3 million birds.
Which is why we don't see them during the day, right? I mean, that's
right.
We hear about the migration, but we never really see them too much during the day.
Yep.
All right.
And that's, you know, again, why they kind of want to let them do their thing and get out of the way before air traffic starts up again or, you know, people are around.
Well, you mentioned the bird flu, poultry suspension in four counties. This is crazy stuff, and it impacts what's going on in Wisconsin as well.
What's this about?
Yeah.
We, one of my gals interviewed the secretary of a bird and pigeon group in Jefferson County. He did not get the message. They've got a poultry swap that was supposed to happen tomorrow at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. All of a sudden, this guy's setting up cages, pulling out birds, and he gets a text message from his buddy that says, hey, did you hear? His name is Dan Schwant, and he said he is ticked off. He said the last time this kind of a suspension went in effect, Department of Ag reached out to him directly because they know he's part of the organization. He didn't get word one on this until the rest of the world heard. Wow. And their show, like I said, was supposed to start tomorrow morning. So Jefferson, Rock, Walworth, and Waukesha counties, no movement of any kind of birds, poultry or otherwise, in those four counties
so that's
to
called
protect
off.
Against high path.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we didn't We didn't get a chance to talk about the drought affecting the Wisconsin Christmas tree growers and prices, but I guess we can do that on Monday. How's that?
Yeah. Yep. I don't see snow on the forecast, so we'll be timely.
Okay.
All right.
Bam, thank you so much. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Bam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. In fact, the Midwest Food and Farm Report is right around the corner, and then we'll be back with Idiocracy.
That was action-packed, wasn't it?
I know. It's all on WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Dumb all the time, and that's why we have Idiocracy here. You get that teletype out again, drag it out of the closet, plug it in, and see what happens.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
You know, I was just checking out the Scripps News report up here, and Mike DeWine is the governor of Ohio, and he's out there, and I think he's declaring that THC-containing products that look like children's products.
Yes.
He's banning everything like that.
Yeah, the packages look like candy packages.
It's really unbelievable. I mean like
identical.
Cocoa Puffs.
Right.
Exactly the exact images. But anyway, he might be, I'm not sure, I'm not really getting a lot, you know, from the story here just watching it, but he might be banning the products, and that would close down a whole bunch of shops, just like we were talking about here in Madison and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So it would have a huge impact if he did something that dramatic or that drastic. So we'll see what happens in Ohio. But they are also dealing with the fact that, you know, there's some qualities in these products that get you high.
Well, sure.
And what they should be doing instead, of course, is regulating it and making sure that they don't have these products that look like children's candies.
Yes.
So that's all I have to do, but that requires work, and we know that Republicans, when they hold any kind of office, they don't work. They don't do anything. They don't govern. They don't manage anything. They don't help us out at all. They just punish us constantly all the damn time. All right?
Okay, good morning.
Just getting that off my chest.
It is 6:37.
Did I introduce the station, WMDX? Did I already do that?
I don't think so. But we can do it now, I mean, if you'd like.
Well, okay. Go ahead, man. You're
92.7 WMDX. I just wanted to mention we have some showers moving through downtown right now.
Yeah.
And yet the leaf blower guy is out there this morning, getting wet.
He's
and
drying off the leaves with the wind.
Drying off the leaves.
All right.
And then pushing them along. Showers this morning, but it should be partly sunny later and highs around 70 today.
All right. Do we have that teletype plugged in?
Oh, yes.
Turn that baby on.
Here we go.
We got so many stories that backed up during the week here.
All right.
Well, thank you. Oh, this is a big one. Didn't have a chance to get to this one. It's the Flaming Ball of Cheese.
What?
Yes, the Flaming Ball of Cheese in downtown Mount Horeb at the Vita Bella. It's an Italian restaurant down there, and they have decided to stand out among all the Italian restaurants in Mount Horeb.
Are there a lot of Italian restaurants?
You know, I'm beginning Mount to think Horeb? They don't have a lot of Italian restaurants down there.
Thinking a lot of trolls.
They got trolls down there,
yeah.
And in a great brewery, and also a couple of breweries, actually, an apple brewery and a beer brewery. But anyway, they've done this. They're doing these flaming balls of cheese at your table side.
Why are they doing this?
It's called the Polla alla Parmigiana, and it's made by placing noodles in a giant bowl of Parmesan, lighting it on fire, and then mixing it until all the pasta is coated in the melted cheese.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
And it has to be flaming, too. And it happens at the Vita Bella Wednesday through Sunday from 4 to 9 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah, there you go. The flaming ball of
like
cheese.
Sounds like fun. Yeah.
Well, I hope another food. Story comes across the wire here. We have a little extra time
Here we go. Oh, fired up again. Okay, here's another story.
All right, here's another one. This is Tom Tiffany is running for governor, and he has so many different things he's focusing on. You wouldn't believe it. It's not anything that will help most of us out, but he certainly is focusing on stuff. Representative and candidate Tom Tiffany channeled Trump, promising to end crime as governor. He's end crime. I'm not kidding. He says, we must restore law and order in Wisconsin. Criminals belong behind bars. Well, law enforcement, did he notice that suddenly? law enforcement deserves our support, and prosecutors must do their job and prosecute criminals. Well, no kidding. Oh, my gosh, what an idea.
That's good.
Who came up with that? He says no excuses. Of course, we've always had excuses about not prosecuting criminals, right? What is he talking about? Is this guy hallucinating?
No excuse.
You know why he's doing this is because they had a altercation on Langdon Street just recently downtown here, where a student was shot by a gun in the ear. He's okay. That person is okay, but he's reacting to it because, you know, crime is rampant. You have one isolated incident where a guy gets shot, clipped in the ear, but, you know, crime is everywhere, and he's got to do something about it. And, boy, there won't be any crime when Tom Tiffany is governor in this state. All right?
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know that is what he's running on.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay, now, this is what you were doing in Chicago.
What?
A reporter posted this. Benny Johnson took Russian propaganda money. Remember that?
Yeah.
He says that Christy Noem was out there bravely looking over the Antifa crowds in front of ICE offices. Okay, she was out there looking out over a rooftop.
She was up on the roof.
Yeah, she was up on the roof looking over and watching Antifa protest the ICE occupations in Chicago.
Hmm. Okay.
So, out then there, when the camera panned around and saw a few middle-aged protesters strolling around the sidewalk.
Just a handful of people?
Yes, and a guy, you, dressed in a chicken suit.
That was me, yeah.
That was you out there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you see when you see something like that, you think, Army, got to bring in the Army for stuff like this. But, you know, the whole thing here is they're talking about protesters now as Antifa.
Oh,
they're not
yeah.
just protesters
right.
anymore.
Yeah,
they're not
they're
Americans
organized.
Going out to address yeah. their government, redress their government. They really want to go out there and become Antifas. And the bad thing about Antifa is that these are people who are anti-fascists. Mm. See, they don't like fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but, you know, this is an unwarranted attack on fascism. You know, we want to see more of it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're getting, and that's why the anti-fascists are out there right now. Yeah. And this is an interesting note. John Jackson, former Republican and veteran of the Ukraine Army, posted this web wisdom about Antifa being as bad as Hezbollah, this is Cut 94, and ISIS, as bad as them. Mm. But who knew, right? Average Americans going out to protest who are now being called Antifa are as bad as ISIS and Hezbollah.
Let's hear it.
Listen.
Just showed you Pam Bondi, and of course Kristi Noem and her ridiculous groveling, not to be outdone, is here on this tape claiming that Antifa, which is basically anybody who opposes Donald Trump, like half the country, is just as bad as ISIS, as Hezbollah, and other huge terrorist organizations. And the point of this exercise is I'm going to show you if they think that Antifa, which is, again, like human chemtrails, it does not exist, it's a loose philosophy, which means anti-fascism, and doesn't seem so bad, then what do you think the actions they're willing to justify? What are they willing to do? How far can they go if they think that people who oppose Trump are actually this bad? Let's listen to the tape.
This network of Antifa is just as sophisticated as MS-13, as TDA, as ISIS, as Hezbollah, as Hamas, as all of them.
Wow.
They are just as dangerous. They have an agenda to destroy us, just like the other terrorists we've dealt with for many, many years. And today is the day that we have a president that won't tolerate it.
What they are doing is using the rhetoric to justify the same behaviors they would against ISIS, against Hezbollah, against Al-Qaeda, to turn inward. And that should be devastating and scary to all of us. And your imagination, I promise you, cannot even fathom how far they're willing to go. We're just getting started. Buckle up. It's going to get unbelievable soon.
Yes, that's John Jackson, a former Republican and veteran of the Ukraine Army. He posted that, another web wisdom, and who knew that we were as bad? You know, I think she came out in that quote, if you were listening, she came out and admitted that they are fascists, and they're trying to stop the anti-fascist movement. She said us, we. Okay, all right, well, it's against you. And Representative MAGA Steve Scalise blames Schumer for the shutdown. This is another story coming across that wire that we have plugged in, and it's turned on, and it's just rapidly shooting out the stories on paper.
There it goes.
There it is.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad that came across the wire. Cut 95.
A little slow. The ribbon gets jammed every once in a while.
Well, I can see the story coming across from here, so that's why I knew it was there. I'll tell you the truth about this shutdown. This is Steve Scalise, and he is a madman, so let's listen to his projection here, okay?
If you're Chuck Schumer, and a good day for you is defined by how much suffering you can impose on other people, including our men and women in uniform, maybe you need to look in the mirror and check yourself at the door and wonder what it is you're up here trying to accomplish. Is that really why Chuck Schumer ran for office? To inflict pain on other people so that he can have a good day, a better day.
That's what you're doing.
For himself.
Yes.
When that is your measuring stick for a good day, is how much pain you're inflicting on other American families, you have lost your way. And yet they vote over and over again to keep the government shut down.
Okay, well, you know, you could stop that if you wanted to.
Yes.
And get everybody back into the House who are on vacation. By the way, here they're going to be on vacation next week, too. Mm. And they're not negotiating. They're not trying to get this thing done. They're not trying to help people afford health care because that's running out at the end of the year. That's why we're doing this, Steve. My God. You know, just digging in, just to keep health care away from us while we paid their health care is just unimaginable to me. I just can't wrap my head around this.
Yeah.
Now, one of the people that are really angry about this, and this is another, I can see the story coming across that news wire right now.
Okay. We got something else, too. But yes, let's go to that
Cut
story.
96. Yeah. So we have something else.
Okay. We do.
All right. This is Randy Irwin. He's the president of the National Federation of Federal Employees. He had a very strong message to give everybody. This is 96. Let's listen.
The president came out just yesterday, okay? And he says, I'm going to pick and choose which federal employees that I give back pay to. Okay, so once again, he is indicating that he's going to violate the law and do something that's unconstitutional and despicably, not treat people fairly like we should in this country, okay? But decide, pick and choose whether he's going to give back pay to the federal employees that he likes. The president, his job is to serve this country, not treat the U.S. Treasury like his private piggy bank. That's the American people's money. How dare you go out there and say, I'm gonna give back pay to the people that I like and not for the people that I don't like. We are in a dangerous spot in this country when the president thinks that he can just, ignore laws that are written in plain English. That law that you must give back pay to federal employees, okay? That is written in plain English, and he's just telling the American people that he's gonna ignore it, okay? Nobody, I don't care who you are, I don't care what side of the aisle on, it doesn't matter. You got a constitution, you gotta faithfully execute the constitution, and he's ignoring it. Yeah. And so both parties and every American should be furious with the threats that this president is making to federal employees in this country.
Okay. I'm as angry as he is.
Yeah.
And that is Randy Irwin, president of the National Federation of Federal Employees. We've got a voice note.
Yeah.
Right? We got to listen to
that's
that.
That's coming up.
And I've got a song about the Broadway ICE facility in Illinois coming up in a moment.
It's all next on John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy in the morning, Dom at the controls. Hope you're enjoying the morning so far. I mean, we had a little bit of rain here on WMDX. Mm-hmm. The station is wet now. But of course, if anybody has our official portable weather window,
yes,
you could use that. You can use that now. Put it in front of your window, and you'll be able to see through that window and your window.
Yeah. It's amazing how that works.
And see actually what's going on outside. It's okay. An amazing device.
Yeah, and outside our window right now, overlooking State Street, I just saw some people walking by with umbrellas, and the showers are still coming down.
One was holding up a weather window.
Yes.
Just get a more accurate feel for what's going on outside as they walk down the street.
Yes. But the rain should let up, and then we'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine. Highs near 70 today.
All right. Let's get to some of the bigger topics here, especially the ones that we're getting texted in.
You want to go to a voice note?
Yeah. We were talking about Antifa, and mm-hmm. all the protesters now are being referred to as Antifa, so, you know, Trump can somehow occupy everybody's city because Antifa is out there trying to fight fascism. We don't want that to happen, not now, as we roll out fascism throughout the United States.
Apparently.
So let's listen to this voice note.
Okay.
Yes. That's exactly right.
That's a voice note that Matt sent. You can send us a voice note. Get on the Civic Media app and go to WMDX and click the voice note button there.
And we also have a few phone calls here, and I want to get to those. Okay, well, let's go right to Dick. Let's find out what Dick has to say.
Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. Real quick to the whims of the president when he decides who does and doesn't get money. Mm. It's a little off topic, but it's right here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Just finished reading about the Causeway project. Well, guess what? Get used to driving on two lanes forever because the second phase of it is federally funded. And do you think he'll do it? I do. Mm. He'll cut the funding to Madison.
Yeah.
The next time Mayor Soglin, former mayor's on, ask him what he thinks about it because a huge portion of the second phase, from what I read in Isthmus, mm-hmm. is federal funding.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. We asked Judy Davidoff about that,
mm-hmm.
and she wasn't sure either what's going to happen with the federal funding part of it. So we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Dick. And let's go to Mark right now. Mark, what do you got?
Yeah, I hear that Trump is going to be going into Walter Reed, and that since Walter Reed is a federal facility, federally funded, so those people aren't getting paid. So they're not going to be getting paid to take care of Trump's sorry ass when he's in the hospital there.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's true. I have a cut before that, where is it? That's you're talking about the C-SPAN caller, is that correct?
No, I just heard this morning that he was supposed to go to Walter Reed, you know, that have his...
For his annual checkup, but he had an annual checkup back in April.
Right, so, but I mean, I just wonder what people are going to be taking care of him, and they're not going to be getting paid to take care of him.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Mark, thank you for that call.
Yeah.
Got something on that or no?
I do have a cut here on that. Somebody called in and asked the question about what's going to happen now, you know, with some of the money not being paid to these veterans that need to have that money. We'll get to that in just a few moments.
Okay.
But I want to get to the story about ICE.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do you have something else?
Well,
we
got Doug from St. Francis. You know, we talked earlier about your spider in your car.
I call them car spiders. Everybody must call them car spiders, I would assume.
And Doug says, get to the bottom of the car spider issue. Car spiders may have links to Elon Musk's new six-legged arachnid robot initiative. So, good point, Doug. We'll get right on that. The investigative team.
You know, I live right
next
to a guy who has two Teslas, and I'm thinking maybe that's why he was hanging around my vehicle, not looking at it in awe, but actually planting those damn arachnid spider robots. On my vehicle.
Those,
I know. Here, okay. Mega World, that's the name of the song. It's in dedication to Broadview ICE Facility. Let's play cut 98. This is the actual song by Gary Jules. Let's listen to it. There are a number of versions of it, but this is Gary Jules. Everybody recognizes this. Play a little sample of it here.
I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you. I find it hard to take.
All right.
People run in circles.
Got the idea?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Mad
World, right? Okay, now let's go to the new ICE protester who is out at the ICE facility singing this song to everybody hanging outside. This is cut 97.
Hell yeah! All around me are ICE agents. Hate all races except white faces. Bright and early to catch brown people. No expression, just regression. The tear gas going up their asses. No expression, no expression. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad that ICE makes more money than all our veterans. MAGA World, MAGA World.
And there you go.
That's his rendition. That's good.
Yes, was quite a response by the ICE agents who were listening to that.
Oh, I bet they loved it.
They were in his face, and that's why in some way he seemed a little intimidated while he was singing that song. But nice going.
Yeah, that's good.
Always very creative in the city of Chicago.
All right. Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, of course, Rocker will be along with the Max Inc. preview, talking about some local music. And right around the corner, we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson from our news department. Some news headlines on John and Gordy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.